Hello and welcome to Life Plus. My name's Elsa and I'm going to be your guide and helper as you continue to learn more English. We'll be working on some phrases and vocabulary in each session and we'll have a particular topic that we focus on. Vítejte u pořadu Life Plus na Radio 7. Why Life Plus? Well, everybody knows what life is. Život. We all have life and life gives us plenty to talk about. And plus, because it's going to be more than just about life. There's going to be something a bit deeper as well. Something from the Bible, or from a Christian who said something interesting. Something which makes us think. So welcome again to Life Plus. Life Plus. This week, we are talking about poverty. More than half the world lives on less than $2 a day. And the 15 countries with the highest numbers of poor people include India, Nigeria, China, Bangladesh, Indonesia, DR Congo, Ethiopia, Pakistan, Tanzania, Madagascar, Kenya, the Philippines, Mozambique, Uganda, and Malawi. But poverty exists in Europe too. In fact, some statistics say that one in four Europeans experiences at least one form of poverty. Forms of poverty include income poverty, severe material deprivation, not enough work, and social exclusion. This could mean they don't have enough money coming into the family to pay for housing or basic things like food. People might have a job, but it doesn't give them enough money to pay the bills. Single parents have a high risk of poverty, twice as high as other households. Foreigners in Europe are also at risk of poverty. And of course, lots of these people have children living with them, so the children are also at risk. The good news for the Czech Republic is that it has one of the lowest poverty rates in the EU. Life plus. Tak rozuměli jste? Podíváme se na nějaký slovíčka, třeba material deprivation, hmotná deprivace. Material deprivation, social exclusion, sociální vyloučení, social exclusion. A single parent, samoživitel, a single parent. Poverty rates, míra chudoby. Poverty rates. So today, I'm going to ask you three questions. How is poverty defined in different countries? Jak je chudoba definována v různých zemích? Is there less poverty than in the past? Existuje méně chudoby než v minulosti? How can we help as individuals? Jak můžeme pomoci jako jednotlivci? So, let's go to my first question. How is poverty defined in different countries? The International Poverty Line defines people as being in poverty if they live on less than $2 a day. This is the definition used by the World Bank and many other international institutions. Poverty is also measured by the number of people who fall below a certain level of income, called the poverty line, which defines the income needed for a basic standard of living in a particular country. If the person is below the poverty line, their income is not enough to cover basic human needs, like proper housing, clean water, healthy food, and medical attention. But each country has their own threshold to work out how many of its people are living in poverty. Usually, the threshold is relative to what other people have in that country. So it could be relative income poverty, where households have less than 60% of the average income. Or it could be based on what the public says is sufficient income to afford a minimum acceptable standard of living in that country. However we define it, those are people who are living in a very difficult life situation. Life plus. Tak rozuměli jste? Třeba a certain level of income. Určitá úroveň příjmu. a certain level of income. A basic standard of living. Základní životní úroveň. A basic standard of living. A threshold. Prahová hodnota. A threshold. Households. Domácnosti. Households. Let's go to my second question. Is there less poverty than in the past? The UN's key global poverty index identified that conditions for the world's poorest 40% are improving more quickly than those just above them. That means that there is less absolute poverty and things are generally getting better in the world. The positive trend has been identified in the latest assessment of world poverty, collected by the UN Development Programme, which looks at different factors of poverty. Most of the improvements have been in South Asia. In India, there were 271 million fewer people in poverty in 2016 than in 2006, while in Bangladesh, the number dropped by 19 million between 2004 and 2014. However, it is hard to give exact figures, as people can move in and out of poverty quite a lot. Today, about 10% of the world population lives in extreme poverty, while in 1990, the figure was about 37%. Two centuries ago, almost everyone in the world lived in extreme poverty. However, these days, the inequality between the very rich and the very poor is huge. Tak rozuměli jste třeba the poverty index, index chudoby, the poverty index, absolute poverty, absolutní chudoba, absolute poverty, inequality, nerovnost, inequality. Let's look at my third question. How can we help as individuals? I have collected a few ideas suggested by people who work with poverty about what we can do as individuals to help. Here they are. Number one, donate money. Look for a charity that you trust, which works with people in poverty. And remember that every little counts. Number two, donate to food banks. There are food banks in the Czech Republic, which really need donations. They then give food to charities who are working with very poor people. Number three, start an anti-poverty program in your school. It could be a class or grade project, or the entire school could participate. Number four, create awareness. Share links on Facebook or other platforms so people can learn more about global poverty. You never know who you might inspire. Number five, sponsor a child. There are charities which run sponsorship programs, and you can pay for a child's education or sponsor a poor family. Some of the charities also provide the possibility to write to the child and to receive letters from them too, which is really lovely. Number six, donate old clothes, books, food, furniture, or toiletries to help some poor families in your neighbourhood. Number seven, become a volunteer and teach deprived children in their homes. There are charities which organise tutoring for deprived children, and they are always happy to get new volunteers. Tak rozuměli jste? Třeba food banks? To jsou potravinové banky, food banks. Create awareness. Vytvářit povědomí. Create awareness. Sponsorship programs. Sponzorské programy. Sponsorship programs. A volunteer. Dobrovolník. A volunteer. Deprived children. Sociálně vyloučené děti. Deprived children. We've come to the part of the program where we talk about God's perspective on the topic. The Bible is full of practical tips on helping people who are poor. I have chosen one part from the New Testament, from the book of Matthew. It's from a passage where Jesus talks about the end times when he will come to the earth. It's Matthew 25, verses 35 and 36, and verse 40. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me. A český to je Matouš 25, 35 a 36 a pak 40. Neboť jsem hladověl a dali jste mi najíst. Žíznil jsem a dali jste mi pít. Byl jsem na cestách a ujali jste se mě. Byl jsem nahý a oblékli jste mě. Byl jsem nemocen a navštívili jste mě. Byl jsem ve vězení a přišli jste za mnou. Amen, pravím vám, cokoliv jste učinili jednomu z těch mých nepatrných bratří, mně jste učinili. That's quite a powerful thought, which reminded me of a book from my childhood written by Leo Tolstoy called Papa Panoff's Special Christmas. Papa Panoff is an elderly shoemaker who lives by himself in a small Russian village. His wife has died, and his children are all grown up. Alone on Christmas Eve in his shop, Papa Panoff decides to open the old family Bible and reads the Christmas story about the birth of Jesus. That night, he has a dream in which Jesus comes to him. Jesus says that he will visit Papa Panoff in person tomorrow, but that he will have to pay special attention, since Jesus will not reveal his identity. Papa Panoff wakes up the next morning, excited about Christmas Day and meeting his potential visitor. He notices that a street sweeper is working early on a cold winter morning. Papa Panoff invites him inside for a hot cup of coffee to warm up, as he is working so hard and looks so sad. Later in the day, a single mother looking older than her young age walks down the street holding her baby. Again, Papa Panoff invites them in to warm up and even gives the baby a beautiful brand new pair of shoes that he made. As the day goes by, Papa Panoff keeps looking out for his holy visitor, but he only sees neighbors and beggars on the street. He decides to feed the beggars. Soon it is dark, and Papa Panoff goes sadly indoors, believing his dream was only a dream. But then the voice of Jesus speaks, and Papa Panoff finds out that he saw Jesus in every person he helped that day, from the street sweeper to the local beggar. It is a powerful story, and it can help us to think about who we help or how we could help in our everyday lives, and how important it is to notice people and to show them love. Tak rozuměli jste třeba a shoemaker, švec, a shoemaker, a street sweeper, zametač ulic, a street sweeper, feed the beggars, nakrmit žebráky, feed the beggars. Life Plus. We've come to the end of Life Plus for today. Keep studying and bye for now. Life Plus. Life Plus.